I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in. Under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hand, but the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win.
Well, here I am. I'm back, and good morning, everybody. We've got a new show that is called This Is It. Now, are you ready? Encouragement Sundays. It's praise music, encouraging words, and some Bible scripture from here to there. I am so glad to be back. I've had so much going on. I've been so busy. A lot of people are like, gee whiz, CA, you've been off the air for a month. Yes, I took a sabbatical. Before I did that, we had podcasting issues with our podcasting network, upgradable equipment, trying to get things back intact, trying to get the right things in order. So if you hear noises, you hear tweaks, forgive me on this. But hello, everybody, and good morning, CA at the Rim. Back on iHeartRadio, your encourager, your on-air personality, and your friend. We are here to pray for you. We are here to let you know that you are loved and you are cared about. Also, I've got a new 1-800 number, the Billy Graham prayer line that we're going to give out to here in just a little while. We're going to implement that on our show, because if you don't want to reach out to me, you can definitely reach out to Dr. Graham's network out there with his networking prayer partners out there. I've used it before. People have prayed for me in situations, and they'll do the same for you. Okay, so I want to remind you, as always, yes, it is great to be back in central downtown here at the iHeartRadio studio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free. You can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, guys, like me on all major networks, as in October, I will be on the air for 5 years. Hard to believe. This has been a great ministry. The Lord has moved. Yes, I've been through Pastor Taryn Wells now, peaks and valleys. We all go through that. But you know, we're overcomers. We know we're loved. We know we're cared about. And sometimes you just got to take a break. So periodically, I'm going to make my slow return here and there. So just bear with me. But today I wanted to do Encouragement Sundays. That's the new logo for our Sundays, okay? So before we get started, I hope everybody is getting ready for Easter. I hope you're getting pumped up like I am. Every day to me, He is risen. He is alive and well. Even as you focus on this upcoming Good Friday, I want you to remember that that was just temporarily. He died on the cross for my sins and your sins, where He could have eternal life. He being Jesus, have eternal life through. The only way to get to heaven is through Christ. And we'll be talking more and more about that if I don't have any podcasting network issues. You know, Satan tries everything that he can. So right now, let's go ahead and start off with our Bible verse for today on Encouragement Sundays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Now, the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "My dear children, I am writing this to you that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous." Amen, amen. I'm only going to do three texts of prayers on each one today. We're going to do two, three texts of prayers. First one we have is, let's see here, we can get to that. I got to pull this up on my computer. And here we go. Okay, got an anonymous in Tennessee. Writes me, "Good morning, CA. Please pray for healing for my son who struggles with acne at age 28. He has been to a dermatologist for a long time." Well, let me share a story with you, true fact. I used to guzzle Cokes like coffee, okay? I love coffee. But I've let my coffee back a little bit. I've watched with no sugar, sugar-free, sugar substitute, Splenda. But I remember in my younger years, in my 20s, after I graduated high school, I drank a lot of Cokes. I was swigging Cokes like just you wouldn't believe. And I had a knot on the back of my shoulder. My back was completely broke out. My mother said, "Let's put some Clearasil on it." We did everything. I went to my first doctor's appointment, who was a female doctor at the time. Nothing against our female doctors out there. She told me that I had cancer. Then I went and got a second opinion. I didn't buy it. I prayed over it, and then the doctor said, "No, you just need to lay off your Cokes, lay off that heavy sugar." And I did. But you know what? I got complete healing from the Lord, and we're going to trust and believe that. So let's just pray right now. Dear Lord, we want to pray for the anonymous in Tennessee. We want to pray for complete healing, God, for her son who struggles with acne at age 28. He has been to a dermatologist for a long time. We just pray for complete healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Daryl in Oklahoma writes me, CA, please pray that God will continue to guide steps and direct me. Absolutely. When you put your faith, hope, and trust in the Lord, He's going to guide your steps in the right way. Follow His lead. Don't ever get ahead of God. Let God direct your paths, okay? So let's pray right now. Dear Lord, we want to pray for Daryl in Oklahoma. God, I just pray that you continue to guide his steps and direct him. Be the compass for him as you always are for us. We lift it up and give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amy in Colorado, good morning, CA. I have urgent prayer. I need prayer for my brother Dave, who is suffering from bone cancer and needs upliftment from the Lord. Absolutely. You know, the Lord is the great physician. He's the healer. He's that way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. And he will take care of the situation. So we're going to just pray right now in Jesus' name. Dear Lord, we want to pray for Amy in Colorado. God, I just pray that, you know, her brother Dave needs prayer. God, we just lay our hands out. We stretch our hands out there toward Colorado. He's suffering from bone cancer. And he needs uplift from you, God. Please touch and heal him, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go back to more encouraging Sundays. Encouragement Sundays, I should say. How about this new one by Matthew West, my friend? Don't stop praying. Listen to the words, whatever you're going through. What's your impossible? I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart without you? Beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough. When you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why, and you Amen. There we go. That's the new one by Elevation Worship. That particular one is featuring Elevation Worship, Brandon Lake. It's kind of a combination. And there's many others. We got Chris Brown that's on here. And another one of your favorites, Chandler. You got it, Chandler Moore. So it's just a live version. And it's the new one by Elevation Worship called Praise the Lord. And we should always praise the Lord. Well, again, good morning, everybody. CA at the Rim here on iHeartRadio. It's been a while. We're still on the network. We've been just having, again, don't even know how to even explain this. We've been having like networking trouble. Satan's really been after us. I took about a 3.5 week sabbatical. I'm slowly but surely getting my way back into this again. Bear with me. Don't think that I've disappeared and been like a vapor and gone. I've had a lot of situations that have been going on that's been keeping me busy. But God is faithful and He is here and He's here all the time. He's a good God, mighty God. Let me give you some encouragement on our new segment of our new name, Encouragement Sundays. Maybe you're going through some dark moments in your life. I get it. I've been there. You know, being a Christian is not an easy road. Scripture reminds us to follow Christ. You got to pick up that cross and follow Him. That cross is heavy. But the sacrifice that He paid for us on that cross, He loves us. You know, He didn't have to do that. He could have snapped a finger or called out 10,000 angels and they would have came down destroyed. But you know what? He loves you. He loves me. And you know, we're imperfect people in an imperfect world. But you know what? Whatever you're going through right now, I just want you to know He has a handle on this. Listen to this Toby Mac song, Faithfully. You know what? He has been there faithfully. Well, let's go ahead and read another Bible devotion, scripture verse. And this is a pretty simple one. It says, now in the book of Colossians, chapter 2 and verse 6, it says, and now just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. You know, and we should. We should always follow the Lord and follow, again, His direction. Jacob in Florida writes me, good morning, CA, on text prayers. heal me of social anxiety, help my wife with her anger issues, and to stop kicking me out of the house. Send my brother a godly wife and help him get custody of his daughter. Absolutely. Well, I'm really sorry that you're going through all that. Jacob, I'm sorry you're going through anxiety. Unfortunately, in this world, we're going to go through anxiety. We're going to go through stress. A lot of people find different ways. I find my way through Christ, through Scripture, or someone that I can talk to. And by the way, speaking of that, let's give you the 1-800-BILLY-GRAHAM number, prayer line, for additional helps. Okay, everybody got pen and paper ready? Or I'd advise you to even put it on your phone. It's 1-855-255-7729. Again, 1-855-255-7729. It's Billy Graham 24-hour prayer line. I've called it before, and it does work. They do pray with you. And, you know, they want to know if you've accepted Jesus in your heart. It's really one of the greatest tools, the legacy of Billy Graham from the day that he started his crusade till now. And, you know, of course, he's been home with, to be with God for a while now. And, you know, since Franklin took it over, it's been good. And then, of course, I know he'll hand a baton to Will, his son, and it would just continue to grow. And I hope that hearts continue to be touched. And I encourage you to, you know, we're going to try to bring some more Billy Graham. Well, I think that we're going to try. We're going to get, if we get this networking working again correctly, we're going to bring on more Billy Graham. Satan tries everything he can to destroy situations. But we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name for you, my dear brother in Christ. So, dear Lord, we want to pray for Jacob in Florida. He needs help on healing from social anxiety. Also help his wife with their anger issues, and to stop kicking him out of the house. Send my brother a godly wife that will help get custody of his daughter. We lift it up and give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us know how it goes. We have Marissa in Maine just emailed another business about a business plan for both of us, praying that God's will is known and clear as I venture into self-employment. Absolutely. Well, you know, God can shut doors, open doors, and companies. We're going to pray that right now in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, we pray for Marissa in Maine. She just got an email from another business about a business plan for both of them. God, I'm just praying, you know, their will for both of them. And clear as she ventures into self-employment, we lift it up and give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Christopher in Virginia, our last text of prayer for Encouragement Sundays. Let's see here. Christopher in Virginia writes me, I need prayer for financial relief from my company. We need bank approval, AP office from the bank, and no response. They has been received in 22 days. It's destroying my company. Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, let's just pray that God pipelines that, and He will pipeline that situation that you need for your financial relief. Heavenly Father, we pray for Christopher in Virginia. He needs prayer for financial relief for his company. They're waiting on bank approval from the AP office from the bank. They haven't gotten a response. God, I just pray you pipeline that and breakthrough as soon as possible for him. And says he hadn't received it in 22 days. It's destroying his company. God, we just lift it up and give it to you. We know you'll take care of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to go to the CA Vault on Encouragement Sundays as we get closer to ending our program. We're going to play, I got a Carmen and then I have the Amy Grant. And we try to bring Amy Grant a little here and a little there in CA Vault. You know the songs. Here we go, Carmen, my late friend Carmen, in the river.
Everything along the way. that for every broken heart there is healing in Jesus' name. He looks beyond how far you've gone. He looks beyond when you were hurt. He looks beyond who stole your song. He looks beyond what made it work. Beyond what others fail to reach out to you and say, there's healing for your life today. 'Cause there's a river that flows from the fountain of God, and it heals everything along the way. I have tasted.
How about that? What a way to close out Encouragement Sundays as I make my radio comeback slowly but surely, bit by bit. You guys are such a blessing to me. Hey, I just want to let you know before we close out. Again, let's give you that Billy Graham prayer line number if you need it. If you don't feel like you want to maybe get in touch with me, let me give you the number, okay? 24/7, 1-888, I'm sorry, repeat, CA, take two, 1-855-255-7729. Again, 1-855-255-7729. We're going to keep reminding you guys about that in the event that, you need some reach out or maybe need prayer. We all need prayer. We need prayer from our prayer partners. And of course, I'm here for you too as well. And again, whatever low you're going through right now, whatever that Satan's putting on you, I want you to know something. You quote scripture, he's going to skedaddle. Grab your Bible, download the Bible app on your phone, and you know what? Scripture. Quote it, and he'll skedaddle. He's gone. Okay? He's not going to be gone forever. He's going to try every way he can to disrupt your life. Maybe you got a friend that's going through a lot right now. Be there for him, he or she. Maybe you got just situations in your life that are totally out of control. Give it to God. It's all you can do. You know what? That's the best thing to do. Sure, you got brothers and sisters in Christ. But deep down inside, you got a God that loves you. He cares about you. And as we get ever so close to Easter, please, 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 I can't make you. Please have Christ in your life. Without him, you're missing out on the greatest of the greatest, I'm telling you. Before this whole world ever comes to an end. We don't know when, but one day it will. Okay, so let's saddle up and let's say a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all you do. I'm glad to be back and make my radio return. God, I just pray you just forgive us of our sins as we get closer to Easter on this Palm Sunday. Be with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up and leave Central Downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye for now.